From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here's the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia has managed to reduce the number of COVID-19 active cases or patients receiving treatment and conducting self-isolation by 60,902 in the past week, according to the COVID-19 Response Task Force. The number of active cases fell by 60,902 in the week ended August 8, 2021, compared to the 38,000 the previous week. Chief of the Task Force Data and Information Technology Sections, Dr. Dewi Nur Aisyah, said in Jakarta on Thursday. The high number of active cases was one of the government's reasons for extending the enforcement of public activities restriction or PPKM in Java and Bali by another week and other regions by another 2 weeks. Despite a significant decline in the number of active cases nationwide, the number of active cases in several regions outside Java and Bali is still high. The Coordinating Maritime Affairs and Investment Ministry has said it supports the cooperation between Sabang Port Authorities and PT Empat Mitra Indika Surya Power and PT Innertech Mitra Solusi to turn Sabang into a green port. The partnership has been registered through a Memorandum of Understanding or MOU between the Sabang Free Trade Area and Port Management Office BPKS with PT Empat Mitra Indika Surya Power, EMITS, and PT Innertech Mitra Solusi, Enertech. Solar panel will be installed at the port under the MOU, officials inform. The collaboration to turn Sabang Port into a smart and green port is in accordance with the state-owned electricity enterprises PT PLN Persero's Green Booster Program. Currently, PT PLN Persero is increasing the renewable energy proportions in its electricity provisions plan to a minimum of 48%. The Health Ministry has started distributing Moderna COVID-19 vaccine that will be administered to the general public in all provinces across Indonesia. Health Ministry spokesperson for COVID-19 vaccination Siti Nadia Tarmizi informed on Thursday that 2 doses of the Moderna vaccine would be given to recipients at an interval of 4 weeks. Indonesia has received over 8 million doses of the Moderna vaccine donated by the U.S. government through the COVAX facility. As many as 3 million doses of the total Moderna vaccine received have been allocated for 1.4 million health workers as boosters. The remaining 5 million doses are in the process of being distributed to all regions to be allocated to the general public. The Trade Minister explained the mandatory requirements of vaccination certificates and applications of health protocols for visitors, employees and merchants during the mall and shopping center's reopening trial period from August 10 to 16, 2021. The trial is being carried out by the government in collaboration with the Indonesian Shopping Center Management Association, APPBI, and implemented in 85 malls in Jakarta, 23 malls in Bandung, 6 malls in Semarang, and 24 malls in Surabaya. During the trial period, shopping centers and malls are allowed to operate from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Indonesian Western Standard Time, with a maximum capacity of 25%. Children under the age of 12 and elderly people over 70 are not allowed to enter. Meanwhile, cinemas, children's playgrounds, and other entertainment venues are still closed. Let's move it on to the international news. San Francisco announced on Thursday that proof of full vaccination would be required for entry to restaurants, gyms, and other indoor venues, aiming to curb a new wave of COVID-19 infection that has prompted public health mandates across the country. San Francisco, which launches its mandate on August 20th, is the second major city to issue a sweeping vaccine requirement for indoor businesses after New York, which only requires proof of one vaccination dose. The vaccine mandates in two liberal cities have come as schools in some conservative states are fighting to require masks, going against their Republican governor's orders. The Board of Houston Public Schools was expected to vote on Thursday to defy a state ban on mask mandates, joining other districts in Texas and Florida, requiring face coverings in classrooms to fight a surge of COVID-19 infection, despite threats from state leadership. Italian firefighters on Thursday, August 12, battled hundreds of fires throughout the country's south that have killed four people, fueled by unrelenting temperatures enveloping southern Europe. Firefighters said there were over 500 blazes reported overnight as the anticyclone dubbed Lucifer sweeps across Italy, sending temperatures soaring and causing what is believed to be a new European record of 48.8 degrees Celsius in Sicily on Wednesday. The heat wave across vast swaths of the Mediterranean's region in recent days began to shift west on Thursday, with many of France's southern areas put under a high temperature alert. Spain and Portugal went on alert for wildfires as three new blazes broke out in Spain's north, even as flames continued to sweep across northern Algeria, Tunisia and Greece, a series of extreme weather events experts said are intensified by climate change. The Philippines will extend a ban on travelers from India and nine other countries to the end of August because of concerns posed by the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus, the presidential spokesperson said on Friday. Authorities in the Philippines are scrambling to contain a jump in coronavirus cases to a four-month high, with infections staying above the 12,000 mark for a second straight day on Thursday and hospitals in same areas nearing capacity. The travel ban, which was first imposed on April 27, has been rolled over several times and expanded to include Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Nepal, the United Arab Emirates, Oman, Thailand, Malaysia, and Indonesia. That was the news. Saudi Arabia has begun to accept application for Umrah from international pilgrims on condition that they have received the COVID-19 vaccination. The announcement was made through state media, the Saudi press agency SPA, on Sunday. SPA reported the relevant ministry would receive Umrah application from various countries in the world starting Monday, August 9, 2021. Thus, even though the pandemic is not over, Saudi Arabia is estimated to have started granting permits for 60,000 Umrah pilgrims who have been vaccinated. The number will gradually be increased to 2 million per month. Umrah pilgrims from abroad who are allowed to perform worship in the Holy Land must include an officially recognized COVID-19 vaccination certificate, along with other requirements for Umrah. Saudi Arabia's move to reopen Umrah for international pilgrims is quite bold. It needs cooperation at the international level so that there is no transmission of COVID-19 in the holy city of Mecca. for Muslims outside Saudi Arabia who wants to perform Umrah in the Holy Land. The decision is the breath of fresh air and encouraging. However, the Saudi government also imposes quite strict regulation, especially for pilgrims who, even though have been vaccinated, come from 9 countries on the list of prohibited entry to Saudi Arabia, namely India, Pakistan, Indonesia, Egypt, Turkey, Argentina, Brazil, South Africa, and Lebanon. They will be quarantined for 14 days in third countries before entering Saudi Arabia. The reason is because Saudi Arabia has only recognized 4 types of vaccine, namely Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson's, and AstraZeneca. This despite the fact that the COVID-19 vaccination that have been obtained by the 9 countries already have approval and permission from the World Health Organization, WHO. On the other hand, these countries, especially Indonesia with the largest Muslim population in the world, are known for their large number of Umrah pilgrims and bring in considerable income for an exchange for Saudi Arabia. The question is, will Saudi Arabia relax the terms and questions given this fact? Each country certainly needs to convince Saudi Arabia that the vaccine given to its citizens, although not included in the list of the Saudi Arabian government, have been tested and received permission from WHO. Understandably, the regulations are enforced solely to ensure that Umrah activities in the Holy Land are carried out in a safe manner, namely by implementing all preventive measures and strict health protocols. This is considering that Umrah activities inevitably involved a lot of people with the potentials to crowd. Those Umrah pilgrims are expected to be protected from the risk of COVID-19 transmission.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
We begin today in history on August 13, 1926, when the birth of Fidel Castro occurred. Fidel Castro was born on August 13, 1926. He later became the leader of Cuba for 5 decades. He became the prime minister from 1959 until 1976 and the president of Cuba in 1976 until 2008. He was also the first secretary of Cuban Communist Party in 1965 until 2011. Fidel Castro was known to study Marxism, Leninism, and anti-imperialism during his study in the Law Faculty, University of Havana, Cuba. Those ideologies were his basis to make Cuba a socialist country under the leadership of the Communist Party. Let's move on to August 13, 1960, when the independence of the Central African Republic occurred. The Central African Republic was a colony of French named Ubangishari. It gained its independence on August 13, 1960. After 16 years of independence, the Kingdom of Central Africa was founded, but later in 1979, it became a republic. On August 13, 1961, the Berlin Wall was built. After World War II ended, Germany was split into West Germany controlled by the US and its allies and East Germany under the Soviet. The capital of Germany, Berlin, was also split into two. Some 2 million of East Germany fled to Western countries because they did not want to live under communism. Under Soviet's agreement, Walter Ulbricht, East Germany's leader at that time, instructed them to build a fence to isolate the Eastern Germany. On August 13, 1961, 100 miles long barbed wire was built in the border of East and West Berlin, which later would be replaced with concrete walls.
Pandanglah ke depan, kau lihat ufuk fajar harapan. Kita hidup dalam persahabatan, kita melangkah menuju kemenangan.
Matahari bersinar benderang, menyinari cita-cita gemilang. Walau mendung datang menantang, kita tegar berarti.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia-Japan cooperation as a strategic partner keeps going despite global challenges, such as COVID-19 pandemic. That was stated by Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economy Erlangga Hartarto during Indonesia-Japan Business Network or IGBNet virtually on Tuesday. Erlangga said he believed the strong economic cooperation will stay strong in the upcoming years, even it will keep increasing as it boosted by the use of Indonesia-Japan Economic Partnership Agreement IGPA and Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership RCEP. Minister Erlangga said that Indonesia's Japan's bilateral trade value in 2020 was $24.3 billion. In 2018 until 2020, Japan consistently stays as the third main export destination of Indonesia, with the export value in 2020 reaching $13.6 billion. In the first semester of 2021, Indonesia's export value to Japan had reached $7.9 billion. On the other hand, Japan's investment in Indonesia was $12.9 billion. Japan is the third biggest investor in Indonesia with a total of 19,000 projects. Erlangga affirmed the recovering economy of Indonesia brought positive impact in the investment sector. Based on data from the Investment Coordinating Board BKPM, the investment realizations in the second quarter of 2021 was 223.0 trillion rupiah or greater by 16.2% compared to the quarter second of 2021. The increase was encouraged by foreign investment performance, which was 116.8 trillion rupiah or increasing by 19.6%. This shows that Indonesia is still appealing for foreign investors such as Japan. Erlangga further said some countries relocated their factories from China to other countries. Japan also moved to other countries, especially to Indonesia. From seven multinational companies committed to enter Indonesia, three of them are Japan's that will relocate their factories from China to Indonesia.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuwarungi gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki.
Rintangan yang datang takkan menghalangi segala niat yang telah kita yakini.
Kadang aku harus menyatu dan juga saling melengkapi untuk menggapai semua. Yeah.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Traveling to many places cannot be done freely amid the COVID-19 pandemic. If the condition is better and even the pandemic is over, just make a plan of your trip to one of Indonesia's super priority destinations, namely Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Not only the beauty of the lake, but also a variety of a typical culinary delights you can enjoy. One of them is tipipa. Tipa-tipa is a typical snack of the people of Toba Samosir Regency. Its texture is like cereals or oats. This culinary is made from flake rice. To make tipa-tipa, young padi is soaked for 2 nights. After going through the 2 nights of soaking, the padi is drained and then roasted or fried without oil, until it reaches a certain level of maturity. While the padi is still hard, the roasted rice is pounded. Therefore, the name tipa-tipa is because the meaning of tipa-tipa is pounded repeatedly. After being pounded, the rice is cleaned from the skin by winnowing. After cleaning, the rice is ready to eat. Tipa-tipa is usually eaten with a mixture of grated coconuts and added a little sugar or salt according to individual taste. When it is eaten, the aroma of these types is very distinctive and is felt when eaten. Tipa-tipa is a snack made before the harvest season to show gratitude for the sustenance given by the creator. Now, tipa-tipa has become one of the local community's creative industries products that are often used as a souvenirs. The price of tipa-tipa is also relatively affordable. The price is 20,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah per pack.
Kamu give up. Show up and dress up. Be what you wanna be. Get up and stand up. Don't never give up. Show up.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
The 2021 Yogyakarta Museum Festival will be held from August 7 to October 12, 2021, online and offline. The festival consists of a series of events, including international seminars, performances, exhibitions, and book launch. This activity is an interesting agenda for lovers and practitioners working in these fields, especially in the midst of a pandemic, which visit and activities at museum cannot yet be carried out. Various speakers with different backgrounds will attend the international seminar, including the governor of the special region of Yogyakarta, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno, Alexandra Green from the British Museum in London, and Paul Taylor from the Smithsonian Institute in the United States. The chairpersons of the committees and the head of the Yogyakarta Tourism Promotion Board, GKR Bendara, said that the museum is not only a place to display objects, but also a place for stories with various media that keep up with the times. Therefore, this activity aims to remove the ancient stigma that has been attached to the museum. The series of events of the Yogyakarta Museum Festival consisted of opening, traces, international seminars featuring speakers from World Renowned Museum, the Jogja Museum Expo, museum performance, 50 years of Barahmus book launching, as well as closing, which will be enlivened by a Ketoprak performance with the play Pratna Paramita. The Yogyakarta Museum Festival is a series of events prepared in such a way to invite people to reflect on the importance of history to build a better future.
People tend to judge on the things they don't even know about my life. And all this headache keeps coming in, comes and go without no surprise. No wonder you hate with no reason why. Just gotta be stories that are passing by. There's no point digging all the lies that are just crunching someone's life. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, and nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. To worry about a thing that goes passing by. Just live your life as you
against you. Don't need to prove to group of fools. No one don't hear me, no reason why. Just gotta be sorry that I'm passing by. There's no point in feeling all the shame that's making you live in vain. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming. Now I'm a warrior, gotta hold my head up high. I'm a getting stronger, ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I gotta keep on moving, gotta be left to the punch. Hit me with your best shot, keep it coming, coming. Keep it coming, keep it coming, keep it coming. I'm a warrior, 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 I'm a warrior.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Honor, I'm going to present a regional song from South Sulawesi entitled Indologo, to be sung by Putri Reski and rearranged by Ivan Suwadi. The lyrics of the songs have a philosophical nuance in which a sense of longing is articulated as Putri. The song tells two memories that are hidden in a person's heart. The memories that trigger a sense of longing are linked to a mountain as something with a soul where the longing exists. The mountain here is like a metaphor for arrogance and pride caused by the social and cultural distance that stretches between two human children. The memories sometimes make a person sat down and unwilling to say hello. However, when the greeting has melted, any solid mountain will collapse by lava, which flows out from between it and destroys everything. Here is the original song from South Sulawesi entitled Indologo, sung by Putri Reski and rearranged by Ivan Suwadi.
Sama.
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Hey kamu di situ, aku butuh penjelasanmu tentang semua tingkah lakumu tiap hari manjakan diriku. Sejak saat itu
Kita hanyalah sebastian, sebatas teman. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.